Welcome. So here we are. I'm Kirk Konecki, Superintendent at Indian Hill, and this is our Edge a Hero podcast. And today, I am delighted to have two of our middle school students here. We've got eighth graders Devlin Daniel and Kelsey Rosenfeld with us. How are you doing, Kelsey?
Great. How are you?
Good. How's your school year going?
It's been really fun.
I heard you just got back from a spring break in Florida. How was it down there?
It was really nice. The weather was a little bit better than here.
Yeah, a little bit better than here. And Devlin, you kind of hung out with me in this area, right? But how was spring break for you?
I liked it. It was, even though being in town, had some fun playing baseball.
So usually February is a really tough time in the school year for a lot of people. There's kind of ebb and flow to the school year. And then, you know, people get really excited for spring break. And then when you come back from spring break, there's a different feel to school. It's almost like, hey, we're on the downhill slope now towards the end of the year. But you've been through three quarters. And as eighth graders, Devlin, you're new to the district this year, correct?
Yes.
And Kelsey, you've been around, but tell us, like, what's been the most significant experience you've had as an eighth grader this year? Kelsey, why don't you start?
I really liked being a navigator first semester. I thought that was just a really fun experience, getting to meet the sixth graders, and then I got to hang out with them in other activities, and I thought it was really fun.
And what are you doing as a navigator so that people out there in the ether understand?
So basically, we have like a normal class for one semester, and every other week you go to the elementary school where the sixth graders are, and you perform, like, you have lessons where they're about teamwork or leadership or patience and, like, different things that are important being in middle school.
Do you think most adults out there in society think eighth graders are capable of teaching leadership to other people?
Probably not.
But you do, don't you?
Yeah. We have a really great teacher, Ms. Sullivan, who helps us plan lessons, and it's a really great experience.
What kind of feedback do you get from the sixth graders that you're working with? Like, how do you know that it's making a difference?
I got to see it when I was in the, like, theater with them, and I got to see how they were working together, and I thought that was really cool after I saw, like, a lesson where we had talked to them about it.
We'll come back to that theater thing in a couple minutes because that's important to you, I know. Devlin, first of all, is that, like, a family name?
It's my grandma is somewhat Irish, so okay. My mom wanted Irish names, and I'm the youngest, so she already got to pick two people's Irish names, and you pick two names with L-A-N at the end, so I had to follow the tree, and my mom wanted another D in the family, so she got Devlin.
Cool. That's cool, and I have a Devlin in my family, on my family side too, with a little different spelling, but my daughter's middle name is Devlin, so kind of cool. And you're new this year, and again, I know relationships are probably really a big deal, right, when you're an eighth grader moving into a new district, but what's the most significant experience you've had so far this year?
I would just say coming in first week, it was like I've been going here for 8 years straight. I've been here the whole time. They were all super welcoming, super nice to me.
So you're getting to make some friendships and getting to know people.
Mm-hmm.
And that makes you feel good during a transition like that.
Yes.
What about the teachers? All of them obviously are new to you. Is there a particular class that you kind of like, you knew you liked the content, and then here you were hoping, hey, I hope it's still going to be the same. Like, is there someone who's had a positive impact on you this year that you've really enjoyed that class?
I really like science this year, because my science teacher last year, he taught both of my brothers when they went there, and he just loved me already. So going in there, we just had like a really nice relationship. And this year, my science teacher, she's really nice. She can make it so you feel like you can calm down a little, and you're not under stress to finish all these things. And if it's not perfect, it's not all right. And I've always loved math, and my geometry class, it's where he wants you to succeed, but he also wants you to learn as you go, and he makes sure that you get that grade so it looks nice, but also that you're learning. I really like that.
Who is that?
That's Mr. Duncan for math and Mrs. Vetter for science.
Okay, just so people know out there that are listening, that's great to hear. I love hearing that, and that you're getting to be stimulated by these teachers in areas that you feel comfortable in, that you like to learn about. And that can be a tough thing sometimes when you're changing environments, you know, and at a really important time for you, for sure. Kelsey, obviously before the break, big deal, musical was a hit, and you had a huge role Can you tell us a little bit of, like, behind the scenes with The Wizard of Oz? Like, did you go after that role, or how did you end up in the role that you ended up in? And give us a little inside scoop.
Well, yeah, like, theater, it's really fun in how the directors, like, they know what you're going to be best in, even if you don't know. Like, I went in, and I was like, sure, I would like to be the witch, but I don't know what's going to suit me best. It ended up being a really fun role. It really pushed me as an actor, because, like, it's a big role. She has a lot of personality, and it was so much fun coming together and all of us just working together to make the best show that we could.
And you're in a very unique historic role that a lot of people pay attention to, right? And they kind of critique. But, like, what's it like to put all that makeup on and the get-up to be ready for a show? Like, how much time does that take to become the Wicked Witch?
Well, funny enough, I was Mrs. Gulch in the first scene, like the mean old lady. So then I had, like, 5 minutes to become green, so it was very fast.
But to become green, that's great.
It's a crazy experience, and how, like, it's so much fun that you've been putting all this hard work in, and then in the last week you get to add the costumes, the makeup, the lights, the set, and it all just comes together, and it helps, like, paint the picture.
And you're spending, I would imagine, hours every day for a couple of months getting ready for the show. How do you balance that with your own schedule and routine as an eighth grader? Because I think sometimes people go, oh, yeah, they're involved in this activity and this activity, and my kids are really active and really busy. But when you think about how much time you put in, like, you have to still get homework done for multiple classes, and you've probably got other things you have to do right with your family. How do you balance all that and still make sure that you're, like, ready and rested?
It's definitely, like, the week of the show is crazy, and teachers are understanding because they know that it's a big time commitment, but also, like, I know that the last 2 days before the show are going to be the most crazy, so if I get something on Monday that's due Friday, I should take care of it right away so that I'm not, like, running around at the last minute.
So you're thinking about planning out your time ahead of time, trying to be proactive.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll ask you some more about this in a minute, but Devlin, you heard that. You're involved in a lot of activities, and I would imagine with your family and your brothers and your dad, right, there's a lot of planning that goes on. How do you manage what you're trying to do as a student athlete with your work so that you can, like, have a high standard and success in all areas? What do you do? How do you approach that?
So one of the things I do is I try to attack it in class if I can. So if I have, say, like, 10 minutes in class where I can finish homework for either that class or another class, I try to get that done. And flex this year, like, the study hall that we have, I really just try to take advantage of that as much as I can, so I don't have time, so I don't have to do homework outside of school, because I don't really have, once I get home, it's already time for me to get ready, go to sleep next day. So I really just try to get it done early and get it over with, so then I have not a lot of homework to do later.
So you want to be able to, like, switch gears when you leave the building and focus on your activities and your sports and then not have to really worry.
Yeah.
And how much time are you putting in, like, in with practice right now on an average day from the time you kind of leave and, you know, arrive at practice to the time you leave and get home? How much time are you guys putting in every day?
Let's see. Average day, weekday would probably be about 2 hours. Weekends it's 3 to 4 put in, because we start late, but we try to put in as much as we can during that time that we're together. So we practice for the time we need to get stuff done, pretty much.
And that time starts to accumulate and add up, and right, you both are at a point in your life where you're putting so much energy into things that sometimes, right, you can get run down unless you get proper sleep, unless you get to eat. What's your go-to, like, when it comes to, like, hey, I need a boost of energy, I need to get ready for game day? What's your go-to meal or snack that you're always turning to when it's time?
Ooh, this is a hard one. I would say if it's the night before, I'll try to eat a whole bunch so I don't have to wake up in the morning early and eat, because it just messes me up. But usual day, say it's noon, I'm probably going the cereal route. I'm a huge cereal person.
Cereal fan?
Love cereal.
So you're getting some carbs and you're getting some energy so you can make it through the rest of your day. Yeah, that's good. What about you?
I like Kind bars. Those are, like, I I found out that I could eat almonds kind of recently.
Yeah.
And I really like them, so that's kind of fun.
So, like, when you need a snack or a pick-me-up, you're looking at a Kind bar usually.
Yeah.
What about, like, pre-show or after-show celebration? If you had to pick one meal, like, what is it that, you know, Kelsey wants?
Well, the other day during intermission, somebody bought me a cupcake, and I ate that after the show, and I got, like, the whipped cream all over my green face. It was great, but it was really delicious.
Cupcakes are good anytime. So let's talk about something a little more serious for a minute. And again, you both have shared examples today of things you're doing that take a big time commitment outside of the classroom, and they take, cumulatively, they build up, right? So you get to the end of a season, you get to the end of a show, you kind of need that mental break and physical break or reset. What are you doing for fun? What's an eighth grader in Indian Hill doing for fun when they're not in school and they're not with their team or they're not in the show? Kelsey, like, what is it that you guys are doing for fun?
I like to read, so I got more into that once theater died down.
Spending some time just doing reading for leisure.
Yeah.
Not for school.
Not for school, no.
Yeah, well, that's cool. And what genre or what are you into reading? What do you pick?
I've been trying some different things, but I really like realistic fiction because, like, you can relate to it.
Yeah, sure. When you get a chance to do things with friends, like, what are you doing? Are you guys going overnights? Are you going to check something out in Cincinnati? Are you hanging here in Indian Hill? What's going on socially?
Sleepovers are fun, or like coming over, just watch a movie. Like, it doesn't need to be something formal. Sometimes my friend and I will go like walk my dog together, so that's fun to get out.
Cool. And Devlin, you're obviously, again, bopping around. I know you got siblings, but what are you doing with your friends for fun?
With my friends, I kind of come up with it on the spot. We just think of whatever pops into our head. We're just going to go do it because it's that time where it's just go have fun. You don't really have to worry about anything. Just find something to do that will take up as much time as possible. So then
you have a little group you kind of hang with, or is it kind of open? Like, how? Because a lot of people, I think, sometimes think middle school students, right, socially are like searching to find what they like to do and who they like to hang out with and what. But I think you two are examples of people who are pretty down to earth, humble, kind. I think you get along with lots of people, right? How does that play out? Because I don't know that all the adults in the world, son, understand middle school sometimes.
I don't know if this is considered hanging out, but my dad, who's coaching the baseball team, before their practice, when they're all down there, I just like going down there and talking to all of them because you don't really see them in school, but out of school, you can just relate to stuff that just happened in school or just talk to them for fun and then talk about baseball.
So you can still find your group at school, even when you're out of school, and you want to be around them socially because you probably have some things in common, not only with the activity, but you get that downtime or that time before the game or before the practice, and that's fun time. Yeah. Same with you? Do you find yourself hanging out with the people that you're doing the shows with?
Well, that was kind of interesting, where like there were people who were in the show that I didn't really hang out with. I didn't have class with them, or I didn't have lunch with them. And then now we started to hang out before and after school because we met through theater.
Yeah. And you get to work with Kendra Thomas and Heather Kester. Now, two of my favorite people. Put on amazing shows every year. Can you just tell people what it's like learning from them and maybe give us an example or two?
They have like so much experience. I mean, they've been doing this for I don't even know how long. So I think Mrs. Kester has done three Wizard of Oz shows at Indian Hill. So, like, she has a ton of experience, and they're both just super kind and understanding. And, like, it can be a really chaotic time where emotions are high and even people can say things they don't mean, or just things can go wrong. And they're very understanding, and, like, they understand that it's a difficult, like, crazy week where they're just there to help everybody and make it a great show.
Is there a particular thing that you remember from one of them that like has to do with the actual skill of performing that you're like, oh, I remember, you know, she told me that and I'm never going to forget it and I'm going to use it over and over again, or maybe something even specific to that role that you played?
There's probably two different things. One that she's said, or Mrs. Thomas has said since the beginning of when I did theater in seventh grade, which is that like, if in The Wizard of Oz, Glinda said, come out, like, to the Munchkins, and nobody came out, it wouldn't make sense. Like, the ensemble, everybody is important in theater, and that was kind of the point that she was making. And I've just found that really important to know that every role is important. And she also has always told us at auditions that you are always auditioning. Like, you always need to put your best foot forward, because even if you have an amazing audition, then if you're talking bad about people or you're not doing something you're supposed to, you're still auditioning. They're not going to want that person to be the lead or something.
Yeah, and so Kendra's always watching that, even if it's this show, maybe thinking about a future show or thinking about what are you going to look like 2 years from now. Or yeah, so you're always kind of on point, right, as a member of this organization where you're being evaluated. And if you're smart enough to know that, right, maybe some great parts also come your way. I don't even know if everybody gets that, what you just said, but I think that's really important to be in part of a great team.
Yeah.
And also being a great performer yourself, and that you took those messages and lessons and kept them. I think that's really cool. So Devlin, on the same vein there, your dad's a coach. So there's this idea, right, that a lot of people probably have, and they've grown up where sometimes their dads or moms coached them in youth sports, but your dad does it a little more seriously. And then you try to take things serious. But there's got to be some boundaries between, like, dad and coach, right? Like, how do you guys manage that together so that there's, like, dad time and then there's, like, I'm coaching you time?
He was also at one point my gym teacher, and that's kind of the same thing. I never once referred to him as dad when we're in school. We had this thing where he'd say to his students from 8:15 to 3:15, he's not my son, he's my student. Mm. So I also did that. So now when he's coaching me, I call him coach. I respect that time he's coaching me, and I'm not. He's not gonna protect me. If anything, he's gonna go twice as hard on me and not as much on the other people, because he wants to see me succeed. So he's gonna act like a coach would instead of a dad.
Is there a point in time where, like, when the game or practice is over, when you kind of both know the flip is switched and he's back and you're back to dad son kind of stuff? Is there like a moment where you kind of realize that together?
When we get in the car.
Yeah.
And he can speak freely on what. Like, he liked this, but I probably got to work on this. And it's more of dad talk and coaching. He's gets straight down to the business. And
yeah.
Gets what he needs to say.
And just like I asked Kelsey, like, is there something that your dad has actually coached you in terms of a specific skill that you're like, oh, yeah, I'm going to remember that forever, even if he's not my coach in the future or I'm with a different team? Like, he taught me this about playing.
You gotta be tough. I mean, you're gonna get thrown. People are gonna throw stuff at you, saying there's gonna be kids that are better than you. There's gonna be kids that are gonna be just as good. You just have to work harder than everyone else, and it'll plan out once you're over with. And job's never finished either. That's some of the things he always says. Just keep going.
So work ethic, perseverance, and those things stick with you. Yeah, well, that's good. You should be proud of those messages from your dad and your coach. I think I like to hear that from a coach anytime. You're going to be transitioning into high school, right? And it's coming. There's like 36 days or something left this school year, and then boom, you're high school Braves. What do you look forward to being able to experience at the high school as you kind of make this move, Kelsey?
I'm excited. I'm doing a video tech class, so that'll be really interesting to, like, get to see how it all works, and if I enjoy it, then continuing to Braves beat later in high school.
All of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm also excited to try out for the soccer team. That's something I'm also really passionate about.
And right now you're doing some local club soccer, you said. And how long have you been involved in soccer?
So I've been playing soccer since I was really little, but this is actually my first year playing for a club team and, like, more difficult, more training.
Yeah, and again, something you got to plan for as you go through it, right? And soccer's kind of like 24/7 almost all year around, right? You can play indoor and outdoor now.
Yeah.
And looks like you're a fan of soccer. Have you been to the FC Cincinnati games?
Yeah, I've been to a couple, and it's really fun.
Yeah, it's really created a kind of a great atmosphere for soccer in Cincinnati, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck with that next year. And please take advantage of all this technology and media programming, because Mr. Dupps and the crew, I think they have a lot of fun. And they do some amazing things. What about you, Devlin? What are you looking forward to? We know you're looking forward to probably playing, but, like, what else are you looking forward to?
I like kind of looking forward to the more advanced classes. So what classes are really gonna like test what my ability is to do and what I can do, and see if I can excel in those classes and hopefully do good. And like you said, play hopefully all three sports. You got new coaches. See how it goes.
And when you think about making that transition, right, trying out for a high school team is a little different than maybe when you played club or travel or middle school. Like, that's something that causes some nerves and anxiety at times, or you think ahead about it, right? But there's excitement too, right? You get a chance to build a new relationship with a new coach. Same thing happens with these classes. So in high school, all of a sudden, right, you have the classes you have to take, and then you have these electives, right, in these other classes. Are there any particular areas of study that you're like, oh, finally I'm gonna get to do this, or I'm really passionate about learning about a particular content or elective area that you're looking forward to?
I would say I'm looking forward to computer science. That's just, when they gave me the schedule, it looked fun. I wanna see how it goes. Looks interesting. I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, computer science courses. So those types of electives, some of which are new here in the last couple years, but you'll have to let me know how that goes if you get to experience it. I think it's kind of different from some of the other content. What about you, Kelsey? What do you think about?
I'm excited. There's an intro to business class. Like, I don't really know much about business or marketing. Like, I've heard the words, but I don't really know how it works, so I'm excited. And there's the other program, DECA, that I've heard is really great, so I'm excited.
Yeah, Ms. Schoenauer, Mr. Saeed, and DECA, and the business and marketing, and there's a whole level of electives in that area, too, that you can explore, and I think that's one of the great things about high school when you make that transition is you're going to have to make some of those choices, right, that open up some other areas where you get to maybe explore some career paths, explore some interests that you really have beyond the regular content that you're used to doing, and some of which maybe you got to experiment a little bit with in middle school. So let's finish up with something fun. You're looking forward to the summer. Like, what are you doing for fun this summer? What are you and your family doing? Is there a travel plan? Is there something special? Like, what's got to be on your bucket list for the summer, Kelsey?
My sister's graduating from high school, so for her senior trip, we're going to Iceland, which is so exciting. I'm already excited about that.
Yeah, you'll have to let me know. Like, I hear Iceland and I think cold, but in the summer, I mean, it could be totally beautiful, right? And waterfalls and all that great stuff.
In science class, we learned about tectonic plates, and so we're going to go to the place where two of the tectonic plates actually meet, which I'm so excited about, like, wow, relating that to school.
Yeah, well, that'll be a great trip. Safe travels, and let me know how that is when you get back. Sounds like a trip of a lifetime. Okay. What about you, Devlin? What's going on this summer?
I just have sports, baseball. My travel team, we're going to Hoover, Alabama, Nashville, Tennessee, and Florida, Sanford near Orlando. And then my dad, his team, my brother, their team, they always go someplace. So if I'm not playing, hopefully I'll be able to go down there. One big tournament they always go to is in Louisiana. I went down there 1 year and I loved it.
That's great.
I want to play for his team just so I can do that and then leave. But that's pretty much it.
Well, that's a lot of trips if you get to do that, right? And that's one benefit of sometimes playing like travel baseball is you get to experience some different parts of the country that you maybe never would go to otherwise. And of course, the camaraderie with your team when you're traveling and stuff, and your dad. So that's great. I hope you have a great time, and you'll have to let me know how the tournaments go. I can't wait to see what you two Braves accomplish as you move on to high school. I know you've had a great career here just this year. You have transitioned wonderfully. I wish you the best, Devlin. And Kelsey, like, you blew me away with that performance.
Thank you.
I've seen Wizard of Oz in several different school districts over the years. I never saw a Wicked Witch that was like that. I mean, I was so proud of you.
Thank you.
And wow, what a spectacular event and show, and you helped make that so special. And your middle school career has been great, but I can't wait to see what you two do next. So come back and join me on an Edge of Hero podcast in the future, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks
you
for being here.
Thank you.